America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor. It's great to have the opportunity to talk to you today. How are you doing today, Colleen?
Doing well. I'm glad to have you along, Steve. If the listeners are just tuning in, Steve is in the car on the phone, but we're still glad to have him through technology. He's on the air with us for Faith and Freedom today. And if you'd like to join in the conversation, we'd invite you to do that as well at 488-5299. This program is brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group. And if you'd like more information about what they have to provide for you regarding bankruptcy services or other legal matters, you can go to debtfreeva.com, debtfreeva.com. Glad to have you, Steve.
Well, it's great being here. Of course, you know that we always tell folks if they're going to be on the phone, in the car, make sure you got your Bluetooth going. And so that's what we want to tell folks today. And as far as the show today, I think we got a great program for you. That it's a new letter came out from, I want to say his name is either the Bishop or Archbishop Vigano. It's an open letter, and you may have remembered his name from the open letter that he sent last year during the midst of the election period about the New World Order. Do you remember, I think it was either Bishop or Cardinal. Again, unfortunately, I don't have the article in front of me right now, but he was excommunicated or at least relieved from his duties from the Catholic diocese because of his outspoken the open letter and his conversations that he was having about the New World Order. Do you remember Bishop or Cardinal Vigano, Colleen?
I don't remember the name, but I remember you telling me a little bit about the situation there.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're going to be talking about that a little bit today, and we welcome your phone calls to come, and is it 488-5299?
Yes, that's right, 488-5299.
Please call in and share your thoughts. You know, we have this Great Reset that we're in the midst of. If you haven't heard what the Great Reset is, you know, go to our website. We won't have a chance to talk a lot about it today, but go to the website, the Alliance Legal Group, and go to our web chat that you can go to www.debtfreeva.com. There's a little chat box there that you can start a conversation with a chat assistant, and they'll set you up an appointment to do whatever sort of legal need that you need. We do a lot of bankruptcies. We probably are one of the biggest bankruptcy filing law practices in Hampton Roads. We are. But if you just want to talk to us, if you just want to talk to me, they'll probably get a live phone call into me. If not, then I'll give you a call back later. The Great Reset is the news that that nobody even heard the word 2 years ago, or at least I'd never heard the word, and I'm pretty much into the global economy. Let me ask you this, Colleen: had you ever heard of the Great Reset before a year or two ago?
No, not until you told me either. So I hadn't heard that, but now I've heard it on a couple of different videos or DVDs that I've watched from different ministries that have put out some things regarding New World Order, Great Reset, and those kind of things. So now it seems like, I think it's always the case with once you hear something, then you see it or hear it everywhere. So, you know, maybe your mind is just opened up to it or you're made more aware of things. So that seems to be the case with the Great Reset and the New World Order. Now I seem to be hearing and reading about and seeing it in a lot of different venues.
Well, you know, it wasn't very long ago that if somebody said the Bilderberg Group or the Trilateral Commission or, you know, the One World Order or, you know, any of those sort of the Rothschilds, you know, and any of those sort of words that I would associate them with, you know, this thing called a conspiracy theory relating to a global government, a global governance, a globalist agenda to implement a one world order. That sounds almost like comic book sort of fiction that exists out there. And again, what's come to pass is many of these things are actually starting to bear fruit. That there's this great reset that is being implemented by the World Economic Forum, which is an entity that exists for the purpose of propagating and promoting the UN and their globalist agenda. And so where we're at right now is that the UN has this group called the World Economic Forum. This World Economic Forum meets in Davos, Switzerland, once a year. They happen to have a meeting in 2019 called Event 201 that predicted the pandemic that would overtake the world, and this globalist agenda would have an opportunity to take effect. Now, again, I say this because it's happening. It's happened. This letter that Cardinal, I'm going to just say he's Cardinal Vigano, this open letter that he did last week indicates that basically that this globalist agenda is real. That there's a globalist multinational stakeholder paradigm that is taking place and is being promoted by the UN, which is going to replace nation states. That is nation states like the United States. The reason you're seeing this pandemic, or as our president spokesperson Psaki said, the plandemic, and she mistakenly and maybe with a Freudian slip said it was a plandemic last week, it is happening. I would encourage you that if, again, that you probably will not get it if you go to Google. If you go to Google and put Archbishop or Cardinal Vigano in open letter, it just won't come up. But very shortly, that you're going to start seeing this letter, this open letter, something that people are talking about. So the bottom line is this, is that in the days and weeks and months to come, you're going to see more activity related to this great reset, and you need to be aware of it. So before I continue, I just want to make sure that if you have not heard or you have heard of the Great Reset, to call in. You can call in to 757-488-5299 and share your thoughts with us. That we look forward to, probably the most important thing I think we can do as Christians is to be aware of the signs and the times. There's going to come a point in time very, very soon where this person called the Antichrist is going to establish or step into an established one-world government. The workings of are being created right now. And people say, you know, Steve, listen, if you talk about this kind of stuff, they're going to think you're crazy. They're going to think that you've just lost your marbles. But I'm telling you, that's what's going on. It's on the UN website. It's on the books that the founder of the WEF, Klaus Schwab, writes. He wrote The Great Reset. Did you know that? Listen to this, Colleen. Did you know that Klaus Schwab is actually the founder of the Bilderberg Group?
Yeah, it's very interesting. We have to find out the source of all of these, you know, ideas and where their ideologies and where they're coming from.
Yeah, and people say, well, who's the Bilderberg Group? You know, I don't know enough about the Bilderberg Group except for the fact that they're one of the ones that are always mentioned when you start talking about global governance and these multinational globalists making plans to upset the current paradigm of nation states. So, you know, there's a lot of connections that we need to take a look at when we start seeing a lot of things coming together. So please call in 757-588-4299 and share your thoughts. One of the things that we see happening on a regular basis right now is the whole story about the vaccines. The vaccine mandates, vaccine passports. We've never heard about these things before. There's a reason they're coming to fruition now. That before a year and a half ago, I guess the March of 2020, that to think that the world would be locked down and that there would be a requirement to not only be vaccinated, but to at some point prove that vaccination status through a passport was unthinkable. You know, that President Biden, you know, in January said, no, that would be very un-American, that we would never have that done. But that's what's going on now, that we're having, as of last Friday, that we had the president go on national TV and declare that basically that any company with 100 or more employees would have to enforce a vaccine mandate, which would affect 80 to 100 million American individuals that are employed by those companies. We've never heard of such a thing. How can such a thing happen except for it be, you know, my dad used to tell me, Colleen, whenever there was something happened that was so unusual that it didn't make sense, that there would always be a cause behind it. And there is a cause behind it, that there is a global cause behind it. So tell me your thoughts, Colleen.
No, you're right. That, again, this is not, sometimes if you don't know your end time, you know, revelation or whatever, it would seem like it's far-fetched or, oh, that's way out there, out in left field, or what are you thinking? But, you know, the more and more that you look at the way things are going with the world, and I know that there's still a lot to be, and I'm not a Bible scholar, I'm not a, you know, any of that, but, you know, to look at some of these things and go, it just makes you pause to think and go, wow, you know, this can happen. This is how people will be deceived and be moved into different things, and where there will be an entity, an antichrist to come about and have people follow them and those kind of things. So I know that we need to really pay attention to those things, tell the truth in love, and be, it's now the time more than ever to find people and to tell them the truth and turn them towards God and the things that, are there not to be fearful? Like, we should not be fearful. God's in control of everything, and these are just how He wants things to how it's going to be and how things turn out. But we need to be aware.
Well, you know, one thing that I've noticed that's really kind of crazy, kind of unfortunate, but certainly happening, is that that as you begin to speak out and start sharing information, you become a very the isolation occurs. You know, that the that when there's a reason that not a lot of people go against the flow, go against the grain. What ends up happening is when you start saying things like I'm talking about today, people say this guy's got to be, you know, way out there. There's no way that he could be telling the truth, and they just shut you off. They don't want to take a look at some of the information that might actually show that some of these things are true. And so the tendency is to say, okay, well, I'm not going to talk about this stuff because I don't want to be shut off. I don't want to be isolated. I don't want to be cut off. And so, you know, that there's a real reluctance by a lot of folks, especially when you come to, let's say, a church. You know, if you're a pastor in a church, if your congregation is pretty much mainline, you know, that if you have a congregation that tithes and likes to hear the standard, you know, message that they hear every week, but don't want to get deeply involved as far as, you know, what may be going on, you could find yourself being, you know, you're not going to get the ties, you're not going to get the attendance, you're not going to get what you need in order for your church to thrive in an otherwise culturally correct environment. So the church has always been the sounding board for, you know, the pastors of a church that speak the truth have always been the sounding board for the church body. But we don't hear the church speaking. In fact, what this Cardinal Bergoglio was saying is that more and more he sees the co-opting of the mainline churches, including the Catholic Church, as being something that is being co-opted by the stakeholders, by the global governance, so that, you know, it comes closer and closer to that time and period that we know as the Great Apostasy. It comes closer and closer to that time when we see not only a global governance that has a one world government, but a one world church. So, you know, that a lot of things are coming together. And, you know, I think it's really incumbent upon Christians to really look at the hard issues, you know, issues that maybe that we haven't looked at in the past. You know, we've, as a church, trusted that we, especially in America, are in a country that respects law, that we have a constitution, that we have the freedom of religion protected by the First Amendment. And we don't think that there's ever going to be a point in time where this government that we have right now is going to cease to exist. Well, I'm telling you that we're at that time now. We're seeing lawlessness by a government that's been stolen, a president that was duly elected, not seated as our president, elections stolen across the country. And there's a reason for all that there's a change in the paradigm, because we are definitely entering a different time for this nation, and truthfully, a time that is approaching the end times. Well, I've made it back to my office now, Colleen. So,
okay.
I'm glad we've at least got that far. If you have an opportunity, please give us a call at 757-588. Is it what's the number, Colleen?
It's 488-5299. No, Steve, you're right on point. And I was going to even ask you, I wasn't sure where you were in your travels, but to ask you, you know, as both a lawyer and then as a pastor, you know, what kind of, you know, input or questions and comments are you getting from people in your, you know, in your spheres, both in the legal side of things and also as a church, you know, for questions regarding these? Are you coming, you know, what are people asking?
Well, we're hearing a lot of folks not want to comply with this vaccine mandate. We're getting phone calls saying, do I have to comply with this mandate? You know, not just on religious grounds, but we're certainly on from a religious exemption standpoint, but also just from a freedom standpoint. I don't want to put that stuff in my body. Don't I have a First Amendment right, a Fourth Amendment right, some sort of constitutional right, not to choose not to put what I consider harmful inside my body? And so we're getting a lot of folks saying that they feel a loss of freedom, they feel a violation of fundamental First Amendment rights. And, you know, what's one thing that we're seeing a lot across this country is that this isn't a white or black or brown issue. That we're seeing that these fundamental rights are held universally, that we see, I was reading an article this morning that blacks have a greater percentage of not taking the vaccine in many parts of the country than whites do. So, you know, and that they don't want to take it. They don't want to take it on a variety of bases. We're seeing more and more grassroots resistance to government overreaching, to medical tyranny,
that we're getting phone calls from folks. We're asking, we're getting folks to contact us saying, how can we resist? You know, that we don't want to lose our First Amendment rights. We don't know what to do. I think most folks don't get it as far as what's happening. Again, they think that they're living in the same old world and under the same old paradigm, but something shifted. You know, I'm telling you folks out there that something has shifted. There is this thing called a Great Reset. If you don't believe it, go to DuckDuckGo or go to my website. I'll be happy to send you a couple of videos just to give you an idea of what this Great Reset is. These are stakeholders. These are multinational corporate unelected individuals being gathered together by folks like Bill and Melinda Gates, that Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and that they're being put together so that they can create a new world order, a new way of governing the world. That is the plan, and that within the last 50 years, you can go to the UN founders, and they will say that all that they were waiting for is a sufficient worldwide crisis in order to implement this new world order. And so, I mean, the Rockefellers and I'm just telling you that we are here. And if you don't believe that, if you don't think that's completely conspiracy theory, you're going to look back very, very shortly and say, you know what? I should have been listening. It was right there all along. And you know what's really crazy is I was one of those folks that would have said that just a couple years ago. So, you know, it's really important that you actually do your homework. You know, be open to at least looking at what's going on. Look at the UN connections. Take a look at videos that explain what sort of moves that the UN, the WEF, the global stakeholders are doing. You can go to a website called World Economic Forum Strategic Initiatives. It is a scary website, Colleen. It is a supercomputer AI system that, straight from, that's the Gates, Melinda and Bill Gates baby, that is so interconnected about how and how well thought out that this governing body, this body that wants to govern the world, has thought out how to get it accomplished. There are years and years and years ahead of us.
Hey, Steve, we only have about 8 minutes left. We have Jerry on the phone. If you have time to take a call.
Sure, Jerry. Put Jerry on. That'd be great.
All right. You should be merged. Jerry, are you there?
Jerry, yes.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Taylor. I really do appreciate your show and for WPMH that has, well, I guess a little less than half a dozen call-in shows and voice of opinion. I can't believe there's not more people calling you in regards to just commenting on that very heavy topics that you're talking about. I know a couple of weeks ago when you're speaking of the end times exactly from the book of Revelation, boy, I felt myself kind of intimidated about even doing what I'm doing now, which I shouldn't feel that way. I really do appreciate WPMH. The only thing I will say, guys, so many thoughts that come into my head in regards to what you have monologued about, or dialogued in a sense, and that is, I know that it was back in our former president Barack Obama's administration. He was in front of the UN, and here again, I go by sound bites a lot. I don't know if that's very healthy or not, but they stick into my mind. He showed us, and I know I'm not wrong on this, but I can't remember the source of the television or the radio. Well, it must have been a television station that showed our former president Barack Obama with an example, I suppose, of days.
You have to move right along. We only got a couple more minutes here. Go ahead and tell us your question. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't going to ask a question, but I will. I will repeat my thoughts that I was thinking
okay.
of. He showed an example of an Amaro, which could be coming down in regards to what the European nation is he's using for its currency right now, the euro, as opposed, well, including an Amero, and there's more things that I could say, but in closing, because I know that you stretch for time, I remember you. Here again, this is not a rebuke or anything, but perhaps a reprove in regards to the Word of God. You mentioned the word stooge with our current president, and as much as I agree with you, and as much as I would probably like you as a person. When we start talking about the office, the highest office of the land, and referring to the word stooge, that's just not a good way of winning hearts and minds. here again,
well, Jared, I understand what you're saying, and I certainly agree with you. I don't remember saying that he was a stooge, but I will say you this: that he's bought and purchased, and that he's doing exactly what he's being told to do. So if that's a stooge, then he's a stooge. I think what I said was that this election was not a fair election. This was an election that he stayed in his basement up until the point that the election was stolen and given to him, and that some people might not believe that, but I'll tell you what, that I think that if you have an open mind, take a look at what happened as far as all the facts that are out there, that's true. And so that, you know, individually, I don't know him personally. I have no idea. I do know this, that he has caused the first 9 months of his administration to be a complete disaster for America. You know, that we don't have enough time to tell the damage that he's done to this country, between the open borders, the disaster that he's done in Afghanistan, the economy, the spending that's going to cause an economic collapse. And probably what I did say, Jerry, and you're probably right, is that he is somebody that's being directed by other folks, because this is not just an accident, just not just bad governance. This is, as far as I can tell, as an intentional bring down of the American economy, society, and cultural foundations of this country as you could possibly do. So, you know, maybe he, again, I don't remember saying the word stooge. That's not usually a word that I would use, but I am saying that he's a puppet. That's probably what I said. I probably said he's a puppet, and that's an accurate and portrayal of what's going on. Last word, Jerry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I got to close. And so, any last words?
Oh, well, I was just going to say on a humorous part, I did watch the DVD with the Three Stooges back in the late 30s and the 40s, and I never laughed so hard in my life. You know, and to be quite honest with you, Mr. Taylor, I don't even know the correct definition of the word stooge. I don't guess it's very flattering.
I'm going to have to cut you out there, but I appreciate you. Listen, I don't mind you calling in and saying that, because I do agree with you that the office of the presidency is an important place. It's a dignified place. It's not a place that we should trifle or otherwise demean. But the individual that's in that position, and he's in that position unlawfully, as far as I can tell, as far as I can tell, that he is not the president that we elected as American people. And so that right now we have a government I'm telling you that we need to really take a look at what we're doing, because the bottom line is that if we keep going the direction that we're going, we're not going to be here for long.
I agree.
Ronald Reagan said that, you know, that a nation without God is, or a nation that is not under God is soon a nation gone under, and that's where we're at right now.
I'm just going to say I certainly agree. I mean, I guess it's just the wording and the approach, and this would be a boring world if we all agree with 100% of our.
You're right.
I mean, it really would. And
Jared, I'm going to have to cut you off. We have to close.
That's quite all right.
But call him again soon. And Colleen, any last words before I close?
No, I think that's good. I think, you know, we have to continue to focus on things. And as Christians, we need to just pray and continue to reach people with truth.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you. We look forward to hearing from you. And if not, then we'll see you next Tuesday at 12:30. God bless.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.